Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Woohoo! You know, it's not too sunny out, though. Did you notice that? You know, it's a little rainy. But you know what? If you're optimistic, you say it's liquid sunshine. See? That's one way to do it. All right. What are you working on, Paul? What are you doing? You're looking at the hockey scores? What are we doing?
I am running your show.
Oh. We're doing a show? Are you sure? Let me ask you this. Did you ever watch Duck Dynasty?
I have not seen that show yet.
It's a funny show. Here's something that you don't want to know about the funny show. Ready? Duck Dynasty star says the show is adding fake bleeps. They're adding fake bleeps despite no cursing. Phil Robertson admitted that fake bleeps were inserted into the show even though there was no cursing happening. He also said that there's about 20 editors who are arranging the scenes on every scene. And he said that he prays in Jesus' name, but they cut the word Jesus out when he prays. Okay? So for those of you that don't know much about Duck Dynasty, A, it's a funny show. B, we love the show because it's goofy. There are Christian people who are just trying to get through their duck calling business. They have the biggest duck calling business in the world. And it's funny, it's goofy, it's entertaining. But we don't need to have 20 editors arranging every scene, cutting out Jesus because it might be offensive to somebody when the guy's praying in Jesus' name and putting in bleeps to insinuate that they're swearing when they're not swearing. You don't got to do that. You see, here's the problem. The problem is, for some reason in Hollywood, they think you have to do that. You have to lie about everything. It's like, just let them do the have the fun. It's funny to watch them. Besides, they all have those weird beards, so it's kind of funny anyway. So I just thought it was interesting that he's coming out and saying, hey, we don't do that. That's not what we're like. So I applaud him for standing his position, even though that he has a possibility of losing money, just by them being angry about that, he doesn't care. So I like that. I think that's great. Other news about restaurants in New York, since you were asking me about restaurants in New York. Do you remember doing that? Okay. Other news about that, there's a new restaurant in New York. Here's the qualifications for you to go to the restaurant. You're not allowed to talk. There's no talking allowed at this restaurant in New York. It's called Dinner with Silence. So you go there, you pay $40, you get a four-course meal, right, because the price is fixed, and you can't talk. So I have a question. Therefore, I have a question, okay? Here's my question. There's an old joke, okay? And I'm going to ask the question this way. There's an old joke. Guy goes into a diner, and the guy goes, I'd like some chicken soup. And the lady goes, okay, right. I guess not. Comes back with the chicken soup. The guy goes, waiter. He goes, yes. He goes, taste my soup. The guy goes, what's wrong with your soup? And the guy goes, taste my soup. And the waiter goes, what's wrong with soup? I mean, I just brought it out. What's wrong with it? Is it too hot? Taste my soup, waiter. Is it too cold? Taste my soup. He goes, what's the problem with soup? Will you taste my soup already, waiter? Okay, fine. Where's the spoon? Aha! Aha! Anyway, if you go to this restaurant, yes, that was a very old joke. If you go to this restaurant, let's say that they forget a fork. How are you supposed to tell the waiter you're not allowed to talk? Do you have to mime everything? So you have to make a fork out of your hand and show like eating? And then say the no sign. In other words, you go to the restaurant. Let's say you want some more water. What are you supposed to do? Are you supposed to go outside, get a garden hose, and then show them the garden hose? Look, and point at it? Water. You know what I'm saying? How much fun would that be where you can't talk? So I'm assuming they have no television. They have no nothing. They have what do you do? You just eat. You go in there. You eat. You walk out. You don't say a word. That's where society's going. That's where society's going. You go, You eat, you go to your cubicle, and they'll let you know when you're required to do something else. Isn't that fun? I think it's fun. On a much cooler note, so we've done three stories. On a much cooler note, a Utah couple just recently passed away. Listen to this. You think that's sad? I don't think it's so sad. 63 years they were together. They were high school sweethearts. They rarely spent any time apart. The gentleman passed away very late at night, and the woman passed away just a few hours after that. She couldn't live without him. And he couldn't go on living. She couldn't live without him. Isn't that cool? 63 years together. They spent all their time together. So for all those people that are thinking, I've got to have multiple partners in order for any of this to be fun, you're dumb, okay? Because that's just wrong. 63 years together. They couldn't live apart. Isn't that, that's awesome. I just think it's wonderful. I do. That's how I feel. And not to belittle that, because we're going story to story. Apparently, they've just discovered a new asteroid. Did you hear about this asteroid? It's going to hit the Earth in 2880. In 2880, it's got a very good chance of hitting the Earth. There'll be a 20-minute window where they'll find out. What they're really saying is they're thinking we're going to go another 867 years in this planet. And I'm saying, want a bet? You want a bet? Huh? I'll take that bet all day long. I'm not seeing 867 years continuing. I'm not seeing that. I don't see that. Okay. All right, next, we're just going through story after story. Here's the last story on the food thing. I just want everybody to know, chicken nuggets. Do you like how we covered all these stories and just went from one thing to another to another? It's entertaining. We'll do the DDD when I get back, but chicken nuggets. What do you want to know about chicken nuggets? Ready? Chicken nuggets contain blood vessels, organ parts, and beaks and bones and chips and fat.
And not enough barbecue sauce. And
not enough barbecue sauce. I like the mustard. I like that mustard, so that hot mustard sauce. Like
I'm more a barbecue guy, or occasionally I'll mix it up and go sweet and sour.
Okay. I understand that. Have you had the Mighty Wings yet at McDonald's?
I have not had them.
Man, you got to get on it. Come on, you got to get on it because they're good. I like them. All right, so here's what we did. We covered all these stories in a rapid amount because I wanted you to just know what's going on. And now that you've done that, let's do something else. We'll take a break, come back, and then we'll get current with the Lord and what the Lord wants to do and what he's looking for us to do. Got it? You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
With so many demands on your time, isn't it nice to know you can get affordable, quality health care right where you shop? Palomar Health Express Care Clinics are now open inside select Albertsons grocery stores. Add Palomar Health Express Care to your shopping list and feel better fast.
Don't have your 401k, IRS, SEP, or any money at risk? The stock market has proven it can go backwards at any time. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry, over 32 years making sure your money can never lose principal or interest. Get like stock market growth with the guarantee you will never go backwards. Don't keep your money in any investment where you can lose. Indexed investment is unmatched for security. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247 for security and peace of mind of your money. And don't forget about my life insurance. We now have a new term life insurance product where you pay the same rate to age 100. You will never have a rate increase. Many people buy term insurance, and if they outlive the term, they have a rate increase that skyrockets. You drop the coverage, and the insurance company is a double winner. They don't have to pay a death claim, and they have all your money, unlike my term, where you pay the same rate to age 100. Call me for a free quote, 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Call me now for a free quote. Thank you so much. Love you all, and God bless.
Some restrictions apply. License number 0578122. If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, then we highly recommend you see the board-certified medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinic in Carlsbad. Their doctors and licensed physical therapists specialize in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only, and you won't believe how welcome you'll feel when you go to see them. The staff at MedCare Specialty Clinic is committed to doing all they can to make you feel welcome and like part of their family. family while reducing your pain levels, thus allowing you to regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. Instead, see the board-certified medical doctors and staff at Medcare Specialty Clinics at 1201 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule a free assessment today. 760-585-9568.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment, and follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience. You know, I can do that really, really fast if I wanted to. I can just like, I can not that anybody can understand it. I'm just saying I can do that really fast. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our good friend Eric Holloway. 20 years of experience, member of the BBB, licensed bonded over 40 different classifications. It means he knows what he's doing. That's what it means. Okay, that's, I mean, he knows what he's doing. He knows what to do. Did you take a look outside? Are you looking at the weather? You want to make sure your roof is ready for this winter. Okay, and by the way, it looks wet. I just want to point that out. So what they do at Excalibur Roofing, new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. Why can't I say the word replacement? I've lost all ability to talk. The world has come to an end. New roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. The whole point is that they don't cookie cutter any job. Every job is an individual job that they look at, that they examine. That they make the best application for each individual situation. And that is the kind of roofing company you want. You don't want a general contractor. You want a roofing contractor for your roof. That's the whole point. You call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can also go to excaliberroofing.com. And one of the things that they're proud of is, look, all their estimates are free. So if you're not sure, you're thinking about, maybe I need to get some help on this, give them a call, 760-743-8803. Yay, Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Yay. Okay. That was my yay cheer. I don't know what kind of cheer that was. Okay, here's our DDD, our first deep DDD. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 through 22. Matthew 21, verse 18 through 22. Listen to this. This is a doozy. Early in the morning, as he is returning to the city, he was hungry. Seeing a lone fig tree by the road, he went up to it and found nothing on it except leaves. And he said to it, "May no fruit ever come from you again." At once the fig tree withered. When the disciples saw it, they were amazed, and they said, "How did the fig tree wither so quickly?" Jesus answered them, "I assure you, if you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only do what was done to the fig tree, but even if you tell this mountain, be lifted and thrown into the sea, it will be done. And if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." Now, this is the parable about, not parable, this is the story about the fig tree. It's not a parable. Sorry, my bad. Matthew chapter 21, verse 18 through 22. I said that so that Robo Paul could write that down. I'm just trying to help him out. There's a lot of people that say, hey, it's a fig tree, and the fig tree was talked about in Matthew 24, so it has to do with Israel. And it's like, that's a stretch. But there's another group of people that say that the fig tree, it might have been a fig tree because in the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve realized they were naked, they sewed fig leaves together for clothing, kind of like a self-dependence act. If you remember, God then gave them real clothing, animal skins, for those that don't know that. And so some people say that's the connection to the fig tree. Here's the third group of people. You know what they say about the fig tree? Ready? It was a fig tree. In other words, sometimes it's just a tree. It's just a fig tree. It could have been any kind of fruit tree. It just so happens that it was a fig tree. Okay? It's a fig tree. Got it? Not that hard. All right. So what happens is he sees the fig tree and it's got nothing but leaves. And Jesus is hungry. And guess what? He's hungry. And the fig tree's sitting there, nothing but leaves. And he's like, man, you're not doing a very good job, little fig tree. And so you're not going to be doing a good job for anybody. You're done. Now, what amazed the disciples is this, that the fig tree withered and died so quickly. They were amazed. They were amazed at that. And then here's Jesus' response. And this is the part that a lot of people miss, and I want you to get this. Jesus said, I assure you, if you have faith and do not doubt. Now, listen to me. Every person who's ever been in the faith, you know exactly what I'm going to say is true. I just want you to think it through all the way. There are times in our lives where we have little moments of faith, even mustard seed moments of faith, right? But you know what you also have oftentimes with that? Doubt. And Jesus said this, if you have faith and do not doubt. Did you get that? If you have faith and do not doubt. Now, what's the big deal there? Because let's just say you have a couple of ounces of faith. Let's say you got 2 ounces of faith. But if you also have 2 ounces of doubt, you're canceling out the 2 ounces of faith. And faith and doubt are going in different directions, and they work against each other. So if you have a moment of faith, but you also allow doubt to be there with it, it just cancels it out. This is what Jesus is saying. Have faith and don't doubt. It's a two-step process. It's a two-step process. You have faith and you don't doubt. And then he said this, and this is the one that really caught me when I read this. Verse 22, and if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. Now notice what Jesus said there. He said, and if you believe. Do you know what that it really implies? There's a lot of people that pray. They don't believe. They just pray. I'm supposed to pray. I'll just pray. In other words, there's too many prayers lifted to God without much expectation that God's going to answer the prayer. How many times have you prayed about something and said, well, okay, I did my part. Let's see what happens. And it's like there's no expectation. And Jesus said, and if you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer. How many times have we offered a prayer to God that had little to no faith, and you're just doing it because you're going through a routine or an exercise, or somebody said, pray about it, and you're just like, okay, I'm just going to pray about it. I'll just pray about it. Lord, help me do this. Let me give you a perfect example. Acts chapter 12, Peter is in jail. The Bible says in Acts chapter 12, verse 5, the church is praying for Peter. Guess what happens? An angel comes and gets Peter out of prison. Peter's knocking at the door. Nobody believes it's Peter because they don't think that God's going to answer their prayers. That's a problem, people. That's a problem. I know many of you have heard the story of Hudson Taylor, and there's a lot of legend and lore in some of those stories, but the great story is that he was asked to pray for wind because they needed wind badly in order to change the direction of the ship. The problem was he would not pray for them unless they put the sails up because they weren't then expecting answers if they didn't have the sails up. Here's the question. Are our sails up? Our sails to our ship, are they up? Are we waiting for the wind and expecting it? Interesting. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, we've got more of more of more and more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
The best Christian music, relevant sermons, and other Christian content easily accessible from anywhere on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone. Visit ChristianRadio.com. That's ChristianRadio.com.
Joey, there's an E. coli truck pulling up next door.
Nah, not to worry, doll. That's for the neighbors. These people haven't called nobody. We're the stealth termites. They don't got a clue we're here.
Actually, we do have ways of finding you, Joey. This is Sue Freeze, the termite lady from E. coli. Termites don't always make themselves known. During the summer heat, they like to lay low, but breed a lot. But here at E. coli, our expert, experienced inspectors know what to look for in your attic and foundation. If we find termites, we can use family-friendly, pet-friendly methods like E. coli heat, electric gun, and other non-chemical, along with traditional treatments to get rid of them. So call us for a free estimate at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Joey, that E. coli man is walking over here, too.
Wow, that ain't fair. Pack up, doll.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly and mother-approved. 877-332-BUGS.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.375%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinanced in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.375%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the great challenges to all retirees is the simple fact that the cost of living continues to go up even once you retire from the workplace. President Reagan said the following: inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman. What's your plan to offset inflation in a retirement that can last 30 or 40 years? Do you even have a plan? Well, if not, do yourself and your family a big favor and give me a call for your free consultation. Let me show you how you can deal with the insidious risk of inflation and at the same time secure your income for the rest of your life. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. That's 800-727-PLAN. And don't forget my award-winning website, theretirementprofessor.com. I am the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call 800-727-PLAN for your free consultation with me. 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Phrase, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Ooh, I'm telling you, I'm looking outside, I'm like going... You know, it's the one, we got 1-2 days out of like 20, and it's cloudy, and it's wet, and it's like bleh. But just because the weather outside is frightful, that doesn't mean that you can't have a good time listening to a radio show, does it? No, it doesn't mean that. So that's up to us, depending on how we want to handle it. And actually, that's really a good point. A lot of things that the Lord empowers us to do is for us to use and to take advantage of, and we don't. Sometimes we just don't use all the tools that the Lord gives us. We don't use it. It's like I liken this, and people will not necessarily like this analogy, and I don't care. But, you know, it's like if God was giving you a weapon and he said, here's a gun, it's a six-shooter, here's six bullets, and you say to God, that's all right, I'll just use three. It's like, what? Why would you do that? In other words, if the Lord gives us the tools and the abilities, we should probably use them. We should probably use these kind of things. And I think what happens a lot is it's easy to get discouraged, easy to, you know, kind of fade out and so on and so forth. Don't fade out. If you get knocked down six times, you get up six times. If a righteous man falls seven times, he gets up seven times. Do not quit. Do not give up. Go forward. Be stronger than ever. Don't give up. Don't quit. There are some of you that are like, oh, it's frustrating, man. It's frustrating. Yeah, it can be frustrating. And I'm sure for some people it's hard. I'm positive. But that doesn't mean you quit. It doesn't mean you give up. We go forward, forward, forward. You ever heard that expression, three steps forward, two steps back? You know, that's still net one step. So that's not bad. I mean, I'd rather bet net one step. That's kind of where I'm going on that one. Let's see. They did a poll of the American public, and the American public in the poll said that they would prefer not to raise the debt limit, that their preference would be not to raise the debt limit. What they want is they want people to live within the budget. They want to live within the means. What I don't understand is don't we have to do that with, like, live within the means? And then when we don't, you get the credit and your life kind of gets all messy. It's kind of like one of those things where I think we need math class all over again. Let's not borrow that much money, so much money, so as to never be able to pay it back. I don't think that's a good idea. I think we can maybe handle that better. Here is something that came across the wire that I really did like, and it's going to drive a few people nuts, and it's about spanking. What? I'm talking about spanking. A court, Santa Clara County Department Social Services declared that spanking was child abuse, that went to court. And the court said no. It's like a sliver of sanity for a moment. The court said no, spanking is not child abuse. I'm talking about smacking a kid with a belt and stuff like that. I'm not talking about that. But I will tell you this, and this is something I think that's really, really important. And that is this. In society, punishment is a consequence of bad behavior. Did you hear that statement? Punishment is a consequence of bad behavior. In other words, if you do something wrong, if it's bad behavior, then there's a punishment that's attached to that. So if you kill somebody, there's a punishment. If you steal, there's a punishment. If you do any of the things that are contrary to law and to society that way, there's a punishment that's involved. Do you know what happens when there's no punishment? Paul, when you were growing up, RoboPaul, was there any discipline? Did you have discipline, like punishments?
My brothers and I were kind of we had fun. So yes, there was lots of discipline in my house.
Okay, so the discipline that took place. It's your parents saying, "Hey, that's the limit. You don't go over that. It's going too far, there, buddy." Right? Is that kind of thing?
Exactly. If they didn't discipline us, there would have been a lot more extreme fun, I would say.
Okay, so in most cases, and most people who grew up, they understand that hey, you do this. Like if you take your parents' car for a joyride and you're 11, there's a problem. Okay, there's a consequence to that. Punishments are involved in bad behavior. Well, let's talk about it from a spanking point of view. You know, do you spank a baby? No, you don't spank a baby. You don't need, what do you need, common sense for somebody to tell you that? Do you spank a 7-year-old who throws something at you and has a temper tantrum? You betcha you do. You know why my kids are as well adjusted as they are? Take a guess. We weren't absent parents. We were involved. And I think that it can be easily abused, and I think that's a problem. But I don't think you eliminate all spanking. It just seems ridiculous to me. No punishment is no restraint. Okay? And let me say this right now for those parents out there that are like, your bee in your bonnet is going nutty. Right? And you're about to lose it. Let me tell you something. Limiting the Xbox activity for your child is not punishment. That is not a discipline. I put them in timeout. That's all I do. I don't actually oppose timeout, but that cannot be the depth. That cannot be the final depth of the worst thing that happened to me. I get to sit around and do nothing, which for kids is like, yeah, okay. And then half the parents that do that, their kids have cell phones, and the kids are sitting in the corner texting. It's like, come on. Come on now. A punishment is not limitation on an Xbox. There has to be consequences for some of the behavior, and we have to be honest about it. It can't be dumb and stupid stuff. You don't spank a baby, and you don't spank a child because the child doesn't like peas. How silly is that? What kind of insanity is that? When a child's behavior is off the mark, you as a human being should know. I mean, God did give us a brain, okay? If I only had a brain. He did give us a brain. So you should know. And punishment is a consequence of bad behavior. No punishment means no restraint. That's not the good way to do stuff. But that doesn't mean you abuse it either. Let's use wisdom. I mean, the one thing every parent needs is wisdom. The one thing every child needs is parents who care enough to seek wisdom in how they discipline. You get that? Doesn't that make sense? Isn't that logical? So I just want to say, thank goodness the courts did not go, oh, all spanking is child abuse. I mean, that's what? Oh, well, the world's been child abusing for 5,000 years. Come on. All right. That's a nice little rant. I like that one. That's a good one. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, DDD. Yeah!
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
E. coli, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly, mother approved. Call today for your free in-home inspection, 877-332-BUGS.
Attention KPRZ listeners, the following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fix at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Tired of low CD rates on the roller coaster ride of the stock market? Tired of losing when the market falls? You don't have to lose when the market falls. Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. I've been telling you this for years, and many of you aren't listening. You like stock market growth, but you can never go backwards due to stock market decline. Recently, one of my clients earned over 13%, and he can never lose that, no matter how far the market should fall. Never lose any gains ever again. Roll over those 401ks, IRA, or any money you just don't want to lose. 1-800-553-6247. We all want safety. Indexed investing with insurance companies is where you're going to find it. And now this investment gets even better. The biggest complaint I would hear is, my money is tied up for a long time. Well, no more. You can have all your original investment back anytime without any company surrender charges. Anytime. No questions asked. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. That's 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless.
Certain restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. Member of the Better Business Bureau. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247. 800-553-6247.
Some wife is going to be disappointed.
Huh?
See that guy at the checkout buying flowers? He's probably buying them for his wife, right?
Right.
Right. Well, the flowers here are so cheap. Like, half the petals are already brown.
Oh, right. That guy is...
You know what? Huh? When was the last time you bought me flowers? Yeah, well, I guess grocery store flowers are better than no flowers, right?
Right.
Right.
If it seems like the romance in your marriage is wilting, why not do something truly memorable for your spouse? Get away, just the two of you, to Family Life's Weekend to Remember, coming to the Sheraton Carlsbad and the Hyatt Regency La Jolla in November. You'll have time to talk and reconnect, learn how to communicate better, and understand each other. Discover how to make the romance in your marriage bloom again at familylife.com/radio. That's familylife.com/radio.
Right.
Sometimes we want to tackle things on our own, like fixing a leaky toilet or duct taping a small crack. Other times we need to skip the do-it-yourself attitude and get somebody who knows what they're doing so the job gets done right. Excalibur Roofing gets the job done right for new roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is your knight in shining armor. There's a big difference between a general contractor and a roofing contractor. You want a roofing contractor like Eric at Excalibur Roofing. Otherwise, it's just like going to the family pediatrician and saying, Doc, I need some brain surgery. So just pull out that scalpel and get her done. Get it done right. Just call Excalibur Roofing at 760-743-8803 or go to their website at excaliburroofing.com. Best part? All estimates are free. Call Eric at 760-743-8803. Remember, Excalibur Roofing, they've got you covered.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, you can send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Go to Facebook and type in the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. And also follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my handle. Yep, there you go. That's my handle. I think some people are like, I don't know about that spanking, da 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 da. Hey, you know what? That's why God gave you a brain and a heart. You have to make decisions yourself on what you think is what is right and wrong. And here's how that process works. And I don't know if you know this or not. When you go to church and the pastor preaches a message, you do your best to take what the Spirit of the Lord is working in you and on you, how he's working in you, you do your best to take that message and process it and work it into your lives. You're not going to do every single thing perfectly, and you might not agree with every single thing you ever hear, but that does not mean that you don't process with it and work it and use it to grow and to develop. And let me say this, because we got our pastor's lunches tomorrow, the big pastor's appreciation lunch. And so I was just asked to pray for the weather. And it's like the first thing I'm thinking is, why? It's not outdoors, is it? You know, because that would be kind of a drag. And I'm excited for the pastor's lunch because guess what I get to do at the pastor's lunch? You know what I get to do? I get to give away the big prizes. Yeah, baby. So you know, people, they like people that give away prizes. There's nothing wrong with that. So we're going to have our pastor's lunch. And the reason I'm bringing that up is because you might not do everything or respond exactly perfectly to everything everybody says. It's okay. It's okay for us to grow and develop and learn and mature in certain things. I mean, I'm maturing in some things, not in radio, but I'm maturing in some things. So the point is that your pastor, the minister of your congregation is they're, first of all, they're working their hearts out. They're doing the best they can, and we're just as a station trying to show appreciation. So we really do appreciate the labor of love that they do and that they show. And we want them to know that, and we want them to know that we support them spiritually. And as you hear us talk about things, if your pastor says it a different way or wants it to go a different direction, you got to make that choice. Everything I say you're not going to agree with, just ask my wife. That'll solve that problem right there. Speaking of which, not the wife, but speaking of which is something I have to say, I wanted to share this DDD because I think it's kind of an interesting little element, and I encourage you to really hear what I'm about to say. Let me give you the reference points on this DDD. It's Matthew 22, and it starts at verse 18. Okay, Matthew 22, starting at verse 18. So that's a reference point. Listen to this. The same day, some of the Sadducees who say there is no resurrection came up to him and questioned him. Teacher, Moses said if a man dies having no children, his brother is to marry his wife and raise up offspring for his brother. Now, there were seven brothers among us. The first got married and died. Having no offspring, he left his wife to his brother. The same happened to the second also, and the third, and so to all seven. Then last of all, the woman died. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven? For they all had married her. Jesus answered them, "You are deceived because you don't know the scriptures or the power of God." Woohoo! Okay, so for those people that don't know, you know, by the way, that was Matthew 22:18. Matthew 22:18. Jesus is encountering the Sadducees, and they're sad, you see, because they're Sadducees, see, because they're sad, you see, because they don't believe in a resurrection. They don't believe in spirits. They don't believe in any of that stuff. They don't believe there's angels or demons or anything. They don't believe in it. They're existentialists. It doesn't take a genius to figure that out. They're religious existentialists. That's what they are. So what they do is they come up with a story because they're trying to snag Jesus. They're trying to trick him. They're trying to find a crack in his armor and show that they really know better because they know what they're talking about. They're existentialists, don't you know? And so there is no resurrection. For them, what it means is that you live and you die, you're a linear being, and that's it. It's them. So they pretty much feel like they are like television sets. So you have a television set, it lasts 20 years, then you unplug it, power's off, it's gone. Done. Okay? That's an existentialist. And some of them believe you try to do good while you're living, and others don't really care because it doesn't matter. So these guys approach Jesus, and they try and trap him with a story that no doubt they have used many times in arguments with the Pharisees. The Sadducees and the Pharisees kind of had some strong differences of opinions. Not really unlike Republicans and Democrats, to be really honest, but very, very similar. And oh, by the way, the Pharisees and the Sadducees, more than them being just pastors and leaders of churches, they were very, very, very political, just in case you didn't know that. So here's the deal. They say to Jesus, here's the story, you know, about this guy. This is what the law says, and this guy dies, and he leaves the wife to the brother, and then he dies, leaves it to the brother. There's seven brothers. I mean, I don't know. You got to think of where they came up with this stuff. And Jesus said something so amazing, so powerful, so condemning. Jesus, he's just love. He never says anything mean. Okay, Mickey, listen to this. Jesus said, you are deceived. Now that, I'll tell you right now, is a wow. How would you like Jesus to point his finger at you, directed towards you, and say, you're deceived? That would just not be the happiest moment, I think, of anybody's life. And Jesus has no problem telling them why they're deceived. And that's what I want to talk about in the DDD. The reason that they're deceived is twofold. He says, you're deceived because you don't know the scriptures. Now, what Jesus is talking about when he says you don't know the scriptures is these guys cherry-picked. They cherry-picked the word. They cherry-picked the Old Testament, the Septuagint. They cherry-picked it, used parts, I like this, I don't like this, this is real, this is not real, this is allegorical, this is not, this is metaphysical, this is not. That's what they did. It's like they went to a buffet and they said, hey, I want some chicken, I want some meatloaf, I don't want any of the vegetables. Oh, I don't want that, that's fish, I don't want that. It's like they're picking and choosing. And Jesus goes, you're deceived because you don't know the scriptures. Let me explain to you what that's saying, because I need to make sure I communicate it well, okay? You don't know the scriptures is Jesus is saying you need all of the scriptures, not some of them. You need all of them. And had they known all of them, they would have known when Jesus said to them about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They would have known that God said, I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Not I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They'd have known that. They'd have known that scripture. So he said, you're nuts. You're wrong because you're not using all the word. You're deceived. You don't know the scriptures. And you don't know the power of God because they didn't even believe in the resurrection, which was amazing because Jesus is saying, man, if you know the scriptures, you're going to know that the resurrection is real. The power of God is real. They didn't believe in the power of God. It was cherry picking the word of God and not believing in the miraculous power of God and leaving everything to human reasoning. Or human knowledge. I think the word they used to use is science. But my point is this. Jesus said you're deceived because you don't know the word or the power of God. And here's the thing for us. We need to know the word, not some of it, as much of it as we can take in, all of it, from Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. That's one thing. And then number two, we need to recognize the power of God. You think, well, I know, but are we talking about miracles? Yes. And it only takes a moment for a miracle. And sometimes in your life, you need a miracle. And you know what the best part about that is? Sometimes that's how God coordinates it, because the only way that you can get out of the circumstance is by a miracle, and that's God's testimony to you that he loves you and he's going to help you out. Only a miracle will get me out of this. And then here comes the Lord. That's the best part about it. That's how much he loves us. Now that stuff is good stuff. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. When we come back, another thrilling segment. When the midnight hour,
tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
As technology advances, so should you. Explore the growing fields of IT, cybersecurity, and more. Discover your options with the new career guide from National University. Get the facts at nu.edu/tech.
Attention KPRZ listeners. The following is a very important announcement from Jason Barth of Park Place Funding.
It couldn't be a better time to take advantage of this market because right now the rates on a 30-year fix are at a 4.375, and that's at no cost, and that's having closing costs paid for it, and you can also have your taxes and your insurance paid for as well. We're also doing VA loans, FHA loans, VA loan with zero down at no cost of a 3.875, that's a 30-year fix, as well as FHA, 3.5 down at a 3.875, also a 30-year fix at no cost. Anytime's a good time to give me a call at area code 949-282-8428, and looking forward to meeting you.
Call Jason Barth with Park Place Funding today, 949-282-8428. For more information on Park Place Funding, you can also go to parkplacefunding.net, 949-282-8428. Park Place is a DBA of Shoreline, NMLS number 242862, 949-282-8428.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now is a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Hey, this is Jeff Bramstead, former Navy SEAL and founder of LifeOfValor.com. If you're a man in San Diego, I'd like to invite you, your friends, and your sons to the Life of Valor Men's Conference. It's all happening Saturday, November 2nd at 9 a.m. at the Rock Church. I'll be hosting the conference with special guest speakers, pastors Miles McPherson, Sergio De La Mora, Leanne Matesius, J.P. Jones, and comedian Brad Stein. Plus, we'll have musical performances by Israel Houghton and Cutlass. Tickets and more info available at LifeOfValor.com or visit us on Facebook.
1210 AM invites all pastors, pastoral staff members, and their spouses to the U.S. Army Chaplains KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon, presented by Thrivent Financial, with keynote speaker Philip DeCourcy of Know the Truth Ministries on Thursday, October 10th, 2013. The U.S. Army Chaplains KPRZ Pastors Appreciation Luncheon, presented by Thrivent Financial, is sponsored by Ecola Termite and Pest Control, East County Gospel Concerts, San Diego Christian College Adult and Professional Studies, and Church Realty Solutions. Register today at KPRZ.com.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. If you want to reach the show, send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Let's see, we got the Facebook thingy too, right? Facebooky thingy, Facebooky. Did I just say things? Facebooky? It's Facebooky. That's where people place bets on their faces.
Facebook for gamblers.
Okay, that's it. Go to the David Spoon Experience, like it, and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter, at Spoon Experience, because that's my... That's, you know, I got to get my Sean Connery. Maybe that was a bad one. That's my, oh, that's good. Okay. Boy, quick recovery on that one. Paul, RoboPaul, we only have about so many minutes left, and so I want to really go out with a bang. We have 6 minutes left, so I want to go out with a bang. So I need you to listen to these and tell me what you think. These are the top 10 greatest TV catchphrases. What do you think? The top 10 greatest TV catchphrases. Now, I did not compile this list. Okay? Here's number 10. Ready? Here's number 10. It's going to be legend. Wait for it. Dairy. What do you think? Yes? No?
Love it.
Okay, love it. All right. Number 9. Come on down. The price is right. What about that one?
Should have been higher.
Should have been higher. I'm not reading number 8 because it's not smart. Number 7, and that's the way it was. That's the way that Walter Cronkite used to sign off.
Should have been higher.
Should have been higher. I cannot believe this is in this. This is number 6. The tribe has spoken.
Should not have been on the list.
Should not have been on the list. I'm with you on that one. This should have been on the list, just not the top 10. What you talking about, Willis?
That should have been. Now that should have been in top 5.
Yeah, really? Wow. Okay. There's this one. How you doing? How you doing? From Joey from Friends. I don't know. Okay. This one definitely should be on the list. Yada yada yada. That's a classic.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Number 2. Don't. From Homer Simpson, I guess.
Should have been number 1.
Should have been number 1. This is number 1. I'm going to tell you this right now. Now, I'm a little older than you, so you got to give room for this. Here's Johnny from Johnny Carson.
Yeah, that should be number 1. Homer should have been number 2.
Okay.
A should have been on there as well.
Hey, yeah, where's A? I don't see that. Now, listen to some of these other ones. These are some classes. You'll appreciate them. They're just fun to just talk about. Okay. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger. That's a classic from Lost in Space. Okay. Listen to this one. Book 'em, Dano. Have you ever heard of that one? Book 'em, Dano. You know,
yeah,
that's
Friday.
That's what?
Joe Friday.
No, Book 'em, Dano is Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, all right then. Try going a little bit old school.
Yeah, okay, but here, because that would be, that one you're talking about would be Just the Facts, ma'am. Just the Facts. That's Sergeant Friday. See, that's
I could have sworn Book 'em was from
Book 'em, Dano.
Or from Joe Friday, too.
No, that's from Hawaii 5-0 with Jack Lord. That the problem is, I know that. That's a problem. And then on the list is like Nanu Nanu with Mork and Mindy. I don't know. They got some interesting ones. Anyhow, that's the list for greatest TV catchphrase. What does that got to do with anything? It doesn't. It doesn't have anything to do with anything. But it's fun to read. That's the key. All right, so here's the thing. We're going to be exiting here in just a minute, so I want you to keep aware, please. First of all, be very safe driving. That, of course, is very important. But here's the big thing I want you to remember. Okay, listen to this message. This is the message you need to take with you for the rest of the day. Ready? Listen to this. Jesus not only loves you, he likes you. Jesus not only loves you, he likes you. Where does it say that in the Bible, Dave? Where does it say he likes me? Would you spend eternity with somebody you didn't like? Would you hang out with somebody you didn't like? Of course he likes you. Nah, you got a lot of sin. You got a lot of issues. You got a lot of this and that, whatever. That's what redemption and grace and mercy are all about. But he likes you. He likes you. He loves you. And he's looking forward to the wonderful time we're all going to have when the party's over here and we're dancing on streets of gold. I say amen. Let's dance on streets of gold with all our might, and let that be our hope, and let that be a power that propels us to share and to witness with other people the tremendous love and grace that comes from God. How many thousands of times has God saved you and I? How many times has he answered prayers? How many times has he put up with our rebellion and loved us anyway? He is truly an awesome God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We're going to take a 22-hour break. And you know, in 22 hours, the insanity will just continue.